on that in Ches Amidalev, let us quickly go over in the middle of the Tesis, a complicated Tesis. Let us start again from the beginning of the Tesis. We should have this, the Hemshech of Tesis in front of us. The Gemara had said that the Chiddush of Rav, that Rav had said if the behemoth banged itself on the Yerokis, on the Tvuid, the Yerokis and Tvuid cushioned the fall, that is Pshat, Noflo L'Sei Chagino, Meshalem is Mashenenis, that includes the Hano of the cushioning of the fall. So the Gemara says, so what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that this does not fall in the category of Mavriach Ari Menichsech Haveirai, which is Potter. The Yerokis cushion the fall, the Karkis and Ari. The Yerokis were Mavriach Ari, that the Ari was not mad, the Karka was not Masik the Behemoth. Mavriach Ari, there's no Tashlum in Mashenenis. So the Chiddush is that here, he does have to pay the Baal Hagine for the benefit he derived from his Yerokis and his Tvua. So the Gemara had asked, Ve'imar Chinami, that's Taka Agud Ha'ore, maybe Shetake be Potter to pay, the Yerokis are Mavriach Ari. So the Gemara said, Mavriach Ari Minichse Chavere Midatayhu, Mavriach Ari is if he does it on his own accord. Rashi says, Mitzvah Diyavad. I love Midaite. This he's not doing. The Yerokis are Mavriach Ari. So he mentioned yesterday, according to Rashi, if he is doing, he's Mavriach Ari, so then there's a Chiyuv Mitzvah, Mitzvah Dovah, and Mitzvah Vashavah Sabeideh. So then, he's doing it L'Shem Mitzvah, and he cannot ask for a payment for his actions. But over here, he's not doing it. His Nechosim are Mavriach Dari. The Nechosim are being Meishev Aveideh. And on that, there's no din of a chiyuv of a mitzvah in his nechosim. So memela, therefore, the benefit that the Baal HaBaim is deriving, he has to pay for. Then the Gemara says another chilik, Mavriachi les leipseide, hayis leipseide. This is also a din in Hashavas Aveide. Hashavas Aveide, that one does not get schiris for the Hashove, that Tavke, if he didn't have a pseide, a yedei of the Hashove, but if he has a pseide through the Hashove, he can be teveya tashlumen for this. So here also, here there's a pseide, so memele, zafilu, it would be that he'd be doing, it would be midaita, he could also be teveya tashlum. So there's two reasons, according to Rashi, why he can be teveya tashlumim. Number one, it's not a mitzvah that he is doing. It's a mitzvah that is being done through his yirokes, his tvuah. So therefore one can Biteveya Tashlumim. And the second Indian, since he has a pseide from this Hatzolah, from this Mavriach Ari, from this mitzvah, Safil, if he himself would do it, by Shavas Veda Gufe, if he's this battle Mimlachta, he can be Teveya from the Baal Aveda, he should replenish, he should reimburse him for the hefset that he's having. That is how Rashi learns. Let us see Taisus. Inami mavriach eminichse chaveiroi les leipseide. And this mahalach is, whenever there's a pseide, safilo midaitoi, one can be teveya, the hano that he's deriving, since the hano is coming through my hefsid. Ve'im taima, so Taisus asks, va'pereya chayvoi, t'chashvin alei mavriach ari, bereish ein bein amuda. If a person pays up, Reuven pays up Shimon's chayv to Levi, so the Gemara calls this Mavriach Ari, and he doesn't have to pay him. Afal gav, the Islaib say that even though the Peireya has a hefset, he's paying up the chayv with his money, then that's when the Gemara in the Dorim calls this a Mavriach Ari, but he is potter to pay him. He's potter to, the Loive is potter to pay the Peireya. And our Gemara says that if he has a hefsid, you mechuyev to pay. This is Taisvus Kasha. So we mentioned yesterday, Buki Yosef in Nedorim, Saritve, want to say that Rashi learned together of Peireya Chayv, what the Gemara calls Mavriach Ari, is no shaykhes to the normal Mavriach Ari. Or there's two types of Mavriach Ari. By Pereya Choyvoy, so their pshat is, he's only Matzel Minahezek. That means, that's not called I was Mahani you. There's someone that wants to take away your Nechosim. The Malva wants to be Teveya your Nechosim. And I'm paying the malve, it shouldn't be teveya yon nechosim. Silika hezek is not called being mahane. So there's no tviya of paying, if I wasn't mahane you, I just took away the teveya. So there, this bachlal no chi of tashlum, it's not called I was mahane you. Masha Enkain, by Yashavas Aveda, it's called, I was Mahana you. The Aveda was Chutzmer Shusoi. I brought it back to you, so this is called, I'm Mahana you. I'm giving you back something which was out of your Rishus already. I'm returning it to you. That's called, I was Mahana you. So now you have to know. So if I have a Pseida by doing this, you have to reimburse me. You have to pay me for the Pseida. But here I'm being Mahana you. So Pereya Choyv is not considered being Mahana, so there's no Sibit to pay. It's only called Tzilek Ahezek. But the case of Ashava Saveda, or we wanted to say in our case, that the Behemoth is falling into the Gine, it's a Bechina of a Mona Tvire, it's a Memele, so here it's called that I'm being Mahana you. So here we have guidelines. If even though I'm doing it, even though it's mitzvah ka'avad, but if I have a hefsid, a yedeya sees mitzvah zu, you have to reimburse me for the hefsid. That's one to say that shitas Rashi. But Taisvus did not want to learn like this. So this is a shekelcha problem. So we have enough in the Gemara that says that even though there's a pseid, it's still called Mavriach Ari. And our Gemara says, when there's a pseid, it's not called Mavriach Ari. V'yesh loima, so this says, we're learning wrong pshat in our Gemara. D'ochi perushe. Mavriach Ari minichsei chaveiroi midatoi. Mavriach Ari is midatoi. He does it on his own accord. V'kiven de midatoi afilu islay pseide k'may perei achayvai choshev Mavriach Ari. So Taisvus learns the Gemara is telling us whenever it's midatoi, I assume he's doing it l'shem mitzvah, And it doesn't matter, is Leib say the less Leib say that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. Safilo is Leib say the yapata to pay. This person is doing it l'shem mitzvah. Not to be teveya from the person is being mahane. So midatoi, that's the case of mavriach hari, and their pseide is lemal lemayr. Afil is Leib say that it's called mavriach hari. Hai shaloi midatoi, that's why it's not mavriach hari. Inami, another chilek. Mavriach hari minichse chaver afilu ksheine midatoi. Afilu, it's not midatoi. Ela chaveroi machrichoi lavriach hari meedroi. So Tosfos is saying that when it's not midatoi, and he's being forced to do it, you're also potter. Exactly what the reason of the p'tur is over here, I don't know clearly. But Tosfos says if someone forces him to be mavriach hari, you're potter to pay. When? Less Leib say that the mavriach. So he's not losing any money. It's only services that are being offered. You don't pay for that. A mavriach ari sheloi midatoi, and there's no pseide, you don't pay. But hai isloi pseide. But a mavriach ari sheloi midatoi visloi pseide, then you do pay. That's the case of our Gemara. It's sheloi midatoi visloi pseide. The kiven, the iketarti, it's shaloi midatoi, so you don't have the svara to say he's doing it l'shem mitzvah, he's not doing it, shaloi midatoi. And also, the islai pseide, echoshev mavriach hari. So this is not called mavriach hari, and this is achiev tashlumi. Avo midatoi, efele islai pseide, oy shloi midatoy the less leib seide khoshev, this is a din of mavriach hari veinoy sein loy afilu schoroy, he's not paid for his services also. That means less leib seide in the shloi midatoy, but he did something, he did a pula, we don't pay him for his services. There is also a ptur of mavriach hari, even though it's shaloi medatoi, as long as it's less like pseide, he's not b'chuyiv to pay for this. Ve'im taima, the b'soif ha'seich ha'sapayalim, omar d'shem mechinim shoyle l'kadim b'reim b'makolitz, you learned about metziah shem mechinim, is obligated, if there is avim, And Royim with Makolis could chase away the Zevim, Veloikidem, and he did not get a hold of these Royim, Chayiv. So this is called a Pshia Bishmire. This is from the obligations of a Shomer. If there's an oif on how to get rid of these Zevim, he should have done this. By not doing this, he's a Peshaya. Umeforish, and the Gemara says, Shemachinam Bechinam. The obligations of a Shemachinam to get Reima Makolas is Dafke's obligations are, if there are people who are willing to do it for free, he should have gotten them. By not doing this, this is a Pesheya. If there's no one that wants to do it for free, so he's Potom Mitzad Shemachinam because he's only obligated to get Royim umakolis bechino. V'shaymer socho bischa. As shaymer socho, mitzat his chiyuvei shomrim, is mechuyev to hire royim umakolis. So this, the vial has nothing which is negeos. The vial was speaking about chiyuvei shomrim, but a shomer is mechuyev to do. A shemachinim is mechuyev bechinam to get a hold of Reim HaKolis. A shomer socher is mechuyev beschar to get a hold of Reim HaKolis. Umasik, the Gemara feels ois, the chayza v'naita mi balabayis. And a shemel socho, if he hired Rayim of Makolis to chase away the Zavim, he can get reimbursed from the Balabos. Umashme, this is a Gemara. So far as a Gemara. Now Taisvis is building from this Gemara. Umashme would seem, the Shemachinim loy mechayev lekadem bischar, he's not obligated to hire Rayim of Makolis. Avol Kolshkein, but if he went past the rule of the law. He did more than he was responsible to do. In Kodam Beschar, the Shapirova, so Yitzchak did a very good thing. So this Tais says Amash Mois, that, so we have here Hashem Bechinam, who Midinei Shoimrem, is not at all obligated to hire Royim. He laid out money to hire Royim, and through that they chased away the Zevim. So Taisvah says there's a mashmois from the Gemara of Metzia that he can demand back from the Bailim the money that he laid out. Umistavre, now if he can demand back the money he laid out, L'chayre, since he's not mechuyev b'dinei shomrim to lay out the money, so this is l'chayre like another macher. The his chiyuv of shomrim is only to get rayim makolos b'chinam. He went overboard. He hired rayim makolos, which is not mechuyev shomrim, and he was matzel, the tzayin of the balabos, and it's mashma from the Gemara, he's entitled to get paid for his eitzos. So what is the difference between a different person? Hashem Mechinam also doesn't have obligations of a shema b'schar. So that what he hired Reim Maklis, that was Al Stamazayayid, not Al Shema. And it's mashma from the Gemara that he can ask back for the money he laid out. So Lachayra, who had been a Poshita person, who's not a Shema at all, will also have this same aloche, that if he spent money to be matzel, he can ask back the money. The gams charatz my noitel, he can also, he can ask back the money that he spent, he can also ask for his services. Bein svar lechalik bein rayatz my shemutal olam lisasik velishmelim yishdaalm, but lechere tais means to say maybe Hashem Achinam is better than a strange person. Hashem Achinam v'nishvi is mutal olav l'isasik v'lishma. And a strange person is that is a din of mavriach hari. He's doing it on his own accord. They can't ask money for it. L'chayre taisis means, but that's not true, because Hashem Achinam also is not mutal olav l'isasik v'lishma for schar. So that what he's being Seicha Rayim Makolis, this is going past the letter of the law. And he's doing it L'shem Shamayim, L'shem Mitzvah, V'af Al Pikein, he can get back that the money he laid out, and he gets, and Taisa says he can also get paid for his services, and this is the exact opposite of what Taisa was Mechadish, that if he does something midatoi, so it's done l'shem mitzvah, and he cannot ask payment for it. Afilu, it's islay pseid, and that was the raya from Perei Achayve. So this is one kasha. V'oid omrinen b'goizel basre, shot afno chamoyre v'chamoy chaveroi, v'inir sheloi v'hitzu shal chaveroi, there's a flood, and the chamer of his chaver and his own chamer are in the process of drowning. So he left over his chamer, v'hitzer shol chaveroi, ein lo ela schori. He cannot demand from the bala chamer who he had was matzel his chamer, he should pay him for the hefsid of the chamer of the matzel. The hatzole of the nitzel came about only through the hefsid of the chamer of the matzel. So it says he cannot ask this from him. Ein loy ela schore. He can only ask for payment for his services. Uschore mi yeshoko. But schoroi, he could ask, Lemrina Mavrich Ribalmo. Taisu says when a person does something midatoi, he can ask money for it. He's doing it l'shem mitzvah. I feel like there was a hefsid, he can't ask money. So he can't ask money for services. There you see klor, he did it midatoi, and he gets paid for the services. He cannot get paid for the chamor that was that he did not rescue because he was Isaac to rescue the chamor of his chaver, but al koponim he gets schiris. V'chein meishiv aveide shanoisin leischar kepoil bottle. A meishiv aveide gets paid if he has a hefsid. He gets paid. He's doing it midai. To lama davik mavrichi ba'alme v'leita klu. So this is Taisvus kashis. Ve'ein lo'imah, so Taisus said, the b'chol hanu, now Taisus is metzadet, to say that me'ikar adin, if you do it midaitoi, you cannot be toiveya. You did it l'shei mitzvah, I feel like there was a hefsid, you cannot be toiveya, the d'meya hefsid, you cannot be toiveya, the schiris, for your services. That's me'ikar adin. But this one to say, maybe we'll say a teretz b'chol hanu afal gav d'min adin hoya potel v'kom lokim takonas chachomim u'shi yishalem lo. Chazal made a takonet that he should pay him k'day sheyoshiv avidosi shol chaveiroi, that he should be meishiv d'aveidah. That means v'nishvi in all these three cases mekadem so, Vinishtvi, even though Meikar Adin, he doesn't have to pay him, but if you're gonna go Meikar Adin, that'll bring Chubin. That means if you expect people to stretch out their necks for you, and not to reward them or to pay them, they'll never do it. So Chazal made a takone in order to make sure that if without these ishtadlis, he loses chayfetz. So Chazal made, if someone is mishtadl for you, you should pay him for it. That's a takonas chachamim. There's a meiker adin and there's a takonas chachamim. But if someone pays someone else's chayiv, that Chazal didn't make a takone. Chazal, that means here Yen will have a hefsit. The chamer will drown. The zeven will lead up the tzayin. So they made a takone to be matzal min a hefsit. But if a person borrowed money, we should make a takone to make sure that someone else should pay up the chayvis. There's bachlal no inyan in that. The whole thing would be, we should make a takona that he'll pay up the chayvis and you'll pay him back. I mean, ma yilachachom betakantam. So here there was no takona. So Taisva says, the hoche b'shmait mash mediave midaita b'choshe mavriach hariv lehoye noitol klum afa pishu matzol chaver min hefsid le'osu takon. So Taisa's Agamara, we see not like that. Agamara says that if it would have been Midaitai, he'd be potter to pay. So Baisteis, they didn't make a takone. Here, we're matzel him from a hefsit. And if it would be Midait, it'd be potter to pay. So it seems there's no takone. So we have a tremendous problem. V'nira l'ri. So now, Bari wants to say a halach. The mavriach ari she'enei noitel schar. A mavriach ari that does not get paid for his services. Hainu k'shein adovo boru she'yovili de'efsit. That's in a case that we're speaking about. There's a suffix hefsit. Maybe a hefsit might occur. Kegoin she'ari rochek. There's a ri 5 miles away. You hear him roaring. Ve'ein yadua im yovei kan hari im lat. We don't know if he'll ever come here. So that's not called I matzil him min ahefsit. Ve'ein matziloi elo midaigo umin apachat shadoyik shem yovei. So being mavriach, that ari that is 5 miles away, this is only accomplishing, that's not called I matzil him min ahefsit. That's called I matzel him from heart palpitations, from daigis, from pachat. So there you don't pay. If it was me daitai. Avol im adovol borul sheyovili dehefsit, but if it's not heart palpitations, tari is here. And if you don't do something right away, the tzain will be eaten up in the next 5 minutes. It's boro sheyovi lidei hefsit, lidei drises ari, oy matzel mi pi ari atzmoy. Let's make a better scenario, that the tzayin are now in the pi ari. And if you won't do anything right now, so the ari will be able to make a brocha chayin already. It'll be finished, it'll be done and over with. Oz vaday noitos choy. Then he can get payment for his services on Hefsid. That's also the same thing. That if he won't be matzel the chamoyer, so the chamoyer will drown. Vahach de shmeiten meiri, sheitzilo yerokes, the yerokes that cushion the fall, mitzar ba'alme. That means if the yerokes would not have been there, so the behemoth would have had some pain for the next few days. The Bala behemoth does not want that this should occur. That means that filu if would fall directly on the kalke, so it would have a sore back, a sore neck, which be a little irritable for the next few days, but it's not, it's highly appreciated by the Bala Bahima that there were Yerokis that cushioned the fall, but Al Kaponim, it's not called, you will matzel him from a hefsit. It's a hatzola from Tzah. Olekach o yenechshav Mavriach Ari Ihava Midaitai. So this is called Mavriach Ari Ihava Midaitai. Now let us stop here for 1 second and try to understand what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis all of a sudden is saying as follows. There are two types of Mavriach Ari. The Klolem, what I said, that a Mavriach Ari Midaitai, you don't pay him a penny, you don't pay for the services, you don't pay for the hefsid. That's davke, if it's tahavroches, from tzar, from daige, from pachad. We're not speaking about a true hefsid. We're speaking about pshoshes. That, if he did it, midaitoi, don't send in a bill, don't ask any tainis, don't give any tainis. finished. I don't owe you a penny. All the other cases, that's Agama also. The other cases, we're speaking about a Mavriach Ari from a Hefzid Vadai, there you have to pay. Even though he did a Midaita, you have to pay. And that's the case, Magdim Baraim Makleis and Neshotav Mal Chamoiroi. Fine. Now what's the long this? So there are two Eifanim how to learn. One Eifan, which perhaps would be an easy Eifan to understand. And it seems the Moltchai learns like this, and the end of Taisus is a shtikl mashmois, that's pshat in Taisus. That Taisus is really going back, there was a takonas chachomim. That means Mavriach Ari is potter. But if it'll be Mavriach Ari, so it'll be potter, you go mikiradin, people have upsaidus, no one will ever be matzel. So they said, pay him. But when did they say pay him? If you Mavriach from a hefzid. Then there's a takonas chachomim taka. Then there's a takonas chachomim. Chazal said, you can't call me ikaradin. You're going to call me ikaradin. He doesn't mean daita. He's doing l'shem mitzvah. You don't pay him. Rabbi Yid, slain sech nishti geshef. Pay him. That was a takonas chachomim. Taisvis, whole taina was that our gemara, it seems, if he's a mavrichi, he potter to pay. So therefore, Taisvis is another type of mavrichi, which never was a takonas. The Mavriach Ari, that there wasn't a kona speaking about a Mavriach Ari, that the whole thing only involves Tzavrochem Mitzar, Midaige, Mipachat. That's all what we're speaking about. There's no actual hefsid which we have to be chayish, which will really occur. It's only Avrochem of Pachat, Tzar, and Daige. So here they didn't make a takona. Why should make a takona for? I mean, what's the calamity? So have heart palpitations, so have tzad abayment. So you have to make a new takone that he should pay him if mikadin is potter. Mikadin is potter, so he's potter. They never made a takone. That's an easy way out. And that's one way out to understand pshat and taisvitz. And then shalom al Yisrael. There's another way how to learn pshat and taisvitz, which Rab Shimon and Shari Yosha says, which is a little complicated. Rab Shimon in Shari Yosha says as follows. There are two sibis of Tashlumim. There's one siba of Tashlumim, I was mahane someone, so he has to pay for the hanok. There's another siba of tashlumim that because of me, who's nisrabe etzloi mamoinai, he got more money. The money he has is through me. That is not called mahane, and we'll explain. So that's called mishtar shilei. Mishtar shilei means that it was Nisrabe Mamoinoi Bishvili. And let us just mention Bekitzer where we see these two in Yonim. There's a Gemara in Chulin that says as follows. The Gemara in Chulin says, let's say we have a Yisrael has $100 worth of Maaser Rishon. Right? To give it to the Levim. He goes now and eats up these $100 of Maaser Rishon. So he's nene mi momen hashevet. He was mazik. He's nene momen hashevet. So the Gemara says he's potter to pay. Who's he going to pay to? Who's going to come? Yeah, it's momen shelei tevim. There's no one to be teveya. So memela was nene from you. I'm supposed to give it to you. There's no Levi miyuchad that's supposed to get it. So therefore, the din is hamazik matnas kohuna, an enemy matnas kohuna, yepotet to pay. Yepotet to pay. There's no chiyuv tashlum. But then the Gemara says a very interesting halacha that there's a case chayiv to pay. What's the case is chayiv to pay? that this person owed taxes to the government, $100 worth of taxes. So they come, the tax collector comes. No, where's your $100? Oh, there, he shows them this Maaser Rishon. Here's my payment. Here. He takes the $100 worth of Maaser Rishon. Here the Gemara says he's mechuyev to pay. Maaser mechuyev to pay. Because pshat is that you have $100 in your wallet that was nesrabe etzlecha al yedei mamon hashevet. So this is called you have mamon hashevet. If through the shevet, that he took these $100, now you have an extra $100 in your wallet, you were supposed to pay the taxes, you have now $100 al yedei mamon hashevet, so it's considered you have mamon hashevet. You're holding mamon hashevet in your wallet, and therefore you have to give away this. You can't keep this money. This is mamon hashevet. If I ate it up, so pshat is, I had hano, it's not here anymore. The mamon hashevet is not here. So we're declaring, should I pay for the hano I derived? Should I pay? I was mazik. Payment, you don't pay by mamon hashevet either. But if the case is mishtal shalei, so it's not pshat, I have mamon hashevet with me. That means the $100 that I have in my wallet was nisraba al yedei mamon hashevet. So it's considered I have mamon hashevet in my possession. So get rid of it. Pay it to the shevet. Who to give it to? That's not my asik. But you have mamon hashevet in your rishus. Bekitzer. Mishtar Shalei is called I have that Mammon. If I ate Mammon HaShevet, so it's called I was Nene from the Shevet, and then there's no Din Tashlumim of Mashi Nenes by Mammon Shein Lei Toivim. So Rab Shimon wants to say that this is Pshat and Tosfos. Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. The din of Mavriach Ari Menichsei Chaveroi is pshat is I was Mahaniyu. Now he says, the lomdus of Mavriach Ari, Taisvis held, let's just say the mechanics, how Rab Shimon learns pshat, he says, a Mavriach Ari Midaita, let's talk about Midaita. So, I was Mavriach Ari, we're talking about, he was doig, mefachet. So, by being mavriach ari, I was mahaniyu. Why did I do it? I did it l'shem mitzvah. I mean, that's, Rashi says, Rashi, mitzvah dovet, I'm doing the l'shem mitzvah. So he says, what does that mean, l'shem mitzvah? So Rab Shimon wants to say, I'm doing it, irrelevant if you'll pay, if you won't pay, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. There's an Ari that's 5 miles away, and I know you're doing it, thus I'm getting rid of the Ari L'Shem Mitzvah, and it doesn't matter to me. I'm doing it, say you'll pay, say you won't pay. So he says, so that's considered I was Mahanim. I was Mahanim, now I can fall asleep. Before he was doing a Mafache. But it's called Zenene V'Zeh Loichosa. Why is it called Loichosa? Because it doesn't matter if you pay me, if you don't pay me, I'm doing it for the mitzvah. So it's called, I'm not losing anything if you don't pay me. So this is considered zenene v'zeh loichosos is potter to pay. That is the lomdus of mavriach ari, midaige, mipachad, mitzah. He says, but what is if you have a case, a matzel chamoiroi, shot up by nar, and I matzel the chamoir? So there's pshat is, because of me, you have a chamer. That means your chamer already was on the brink of drowning. I told you to mommy, not I was mahani you. The chamer you have now is through me. That means without my services, you'd be $100. You would have lost $100. I told you to these $100. This is called Mishtar Shilei. And for Mishtar Shilei, if I told you to Momin, you have to pay for the Momin I told you to. That is how Rab Shimon wants to learn. So, Bekitzer Nimrod, the chilek is that by avadai hefsed, the chiyuv tashlumim is mishtar shalai. So there it doesn't matter if he did l'shem mitzvah, he didn't do l'shem mitzvah. You're mechuyev to give back the money I created for you. Or pay me for the services at least. Masha'en came by all the cases of Mavriach Ari, so it's not called I gave you mama, the mama would have been yours, I feel it without my services, because it's 5 miles away, Dari. I was Mahaniyu. The Chiyuv Tashlum is for being Mahaniyu. So since I did it L'Shem Mitzvah, and to me it doesn't matter if you pay, if you don't pay, it's called Zanen V'Zelechos. That is the two Mahalchim in Taisvis. Now, Taisvis gets stuck by Perei Achoy, which is also Mavri Achari. And what's the case of Perei Achoy boy? Who Perei Achoy boy, ein matziloi mehefsit. This is not called, I was matzlo mehefsit. The masha yaloi vizokok lepoiroi ein zehefsit, shay nischayev loi. So according to the first Mahalach, if you learn it's a takone, so here it's go portion. They made a takone over here. I was a matzah, Yid may have said, it's not a have said, he has to pay, by money he has to pay. Veine matzila yala mitza, ba'al mavchoshim avri achari. And according to Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon wants to say, that's not called, that means if you would have taken $100 of yours and paid, so that's called, you use the money. You use the money by paying up the chayiv. It's not called that I was matzal you may have said that moment. You could have used the money by paying up the chayiv, which is the usage of the money. And I made that you don't have to use the money. Making that you don't have to use the money is not called mishtar shilay. One mahalach. Inami ked meforish time be Yerushalmi v'ksubis. Another mahalach b'nedorim. Mefayis avinolai. Yerushalmi says that the loy v'tain is, you weren't matzal me mehefsid. You know why? Because I would have gone over to the malva. And now the mefayis and listen, it's b'meichel me u'mochali. So when you paid it, so all you accomplished is, I don't have to go over to the Malve and tell them a sap story. But you didn't either, you weren't matzal me min hefsed. I never would have paid, believe me, I never would have paid. I would have been mefayis, the Malve, and I wouldn't have to pay. So by you paying up the chayv, you were not matzal me min hefsed. So my mail, when you're matzal min hefsed, that's the din of Mavri Achari. Bafilu b'mashkin, afilu he has a mashkin already, so here you have to be a bigger salesman, you have to convince him to give back the mashkin. Mefayis avinolai, v'yovli mashkuni, no, it's not called, you are matzal me min hefsed, I would have gone over to him, the bin mefayis, him have got back the mashkin, you are not matzal me min hefsed moment. Vafilu bebal chayk doichik. Vafilu bebal chayk that he needs the money very much. And memele, so don't tell us to the Marines, you live in Mephias. I mean, he needs the money. Masik lo bi Yerushalmi, but also, that's called Mavri Achari. Venire datam. Mishum shiachalayim alay hayisi maitzi habim neyadam shayepayren avuri. That means a lot of, I wouldn't have paid. Kiderech ahuvim shimarachmim alaveyim lahatzel min atzar hazeh. Daina meyein oiseita. So memele, so the kitzel, Taisvis is saying now, so Taisvis is putting, there are two categories. Matzel min atzar, Nagmas Nefesh, Daigem Pachad, that is the din of Mavri Achari, which you don't have to pay. That's like Perei Chayvi, you don't have to pay, even though there's a hefsed moment. it's midaita yepota. The Gemara that Tosfos brought a midaita yechayv to pay. Magdim b'roim makolish tocha roim makolish hashotav noch hamoyroi. They're speaking about your matzlim in a hefsed, you pay. Adam mitzad takana or mitzad mishtar shile. Now, so we're finished already. Now, but Al Kaponim, Tosfos enlightened us that whenever Chazal say Mavriach Ari means Mavriach Minatza. That's the touch Mavriach Ari. That's the terminology of Mavriach Ari. If you're matzum in the hefsek, that is not called Mavriach Ari, that's called Mishtar Shele. That's called Mavriach Ari. So now Tosfos had a problem in Lashonis. They said a problem as follows. Behold the Kori Becheska Sabatim, Mavriach Ari, Nosan Tzchor Vahoyo. A person went, there was a field shall hefker, and he wanted to be kind of the field. Now, the way it was kind of the field was, there was a dam that was, there was a opening in the dam, and if you wouldn't do anything, the field would be flooded and destroyed. So he went and stuffed the dam. So the more explaining a shaila, was he kind of the field? If it wouldn't have been for him stuffing the dam, the field would be completely destroyed. Well, let's just speak isometric. Another case, let's say the field was flooded, and there was a wall on the other side which did not permit the water to leave, and he made a hole in the wall, and the water started coming out. So he added a stone, he took away a stone, and that was a tikkun in the field. A gewaltige tikkun in the field. So it says in the Gemara, Gemara says, v'hod dekori becheskes habati mavriach ari nosan tzcher v'hoyo. He added a stone, and that accomplished something that was matzel the field. Or not al tzcher v'hoyo. Narataisa explains, the socha minei maya. He held back the water of v'hoitzi minei maya. Af al pi shamatzilo may hefset. The Gemara calls this mavriach ari. And I just told you, mavriach ari, that terminology is only used by matzel may tzar, daige, pacha, not may hefset. And there the Gemara is speaking about matzel may hefset. Shehoya nar shoitfo. If it wouldn't have been for these actions, the field would be flooded. If the Gemara would be speaking about a zichayev to pay him for his services, then you 100% right, then you can jump down my neck. That's not called Mavriach Ari, that's called Mavriach Mefzid. But the Gemara isn't speaking about paying the person. The Gemara is speaking about it's a field shall hefker, and by doing this, he wanted to be kind of the field. A karka is nikta b'chazoke. If you made a tikkun of the karka, you could coin it. So you wanted to be coined the field through this tikkun, through stuffing the dam or opening the dam. So that the Gemara says, ein ze chazoke. The ein ze tikkun. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means this does not fall into the category of chazoke. That's not called I made a tikkun in the field. If you were chayrish a little in the karka, I know God of a poret, elamegin ala pulta, shloi lovi de kilkel. So here the Gemara uses the terminology, the Gemara just wants to say, zicher, but this was done, this is an indirect tikkun, that's what the Gemara means. And you can't be koina a karka with chazoke, chazoke is if I make a tikkun in the karka, to make an indirect tikkun, that's not called kinya chazoke. That's what the Gemara means. So now, l'chayre, we're finished so far. We had shitas ha-taisus and shitas rashi. And now we'll see very interesting in yonim. Now, v'rabbeinu gershin posak b'tshuva achatz. And we'll perhaps be able to sympathize with what the Balei Tosfos and Bar Seivel, Bizmaneyim. When again, she posted the Shiva Achas al Anas Goy, Shaonas basically shall you saw. There was a Maise, a Goy went and took over. Boy Yisrael Ach. So now, what was the story? The story was that a Goy took away a Yid's house, finished. Now, a Yid went, he was always interested in this house, now it's by the Goy, he goes over to the Goy and he buys the house. Right? He buys the house from the Goy. So the Rabbeinu Gershom paskin like this. This lekeach, he pats him on the back and he says, listen, don't make a chanukah sabayis on this house because it's not your house. This is stolen goods over here. This was a stolen house. So, le'idach kise, the Rabbeinu Gershom said that, the owner of the house doesn't go over to the lekeach and says, no, give me back, it's my house. He we got it away from the guy. He paid good money for it. He paid money. That's how it's out of the guy's rishus. You have to pay him for, he laid out money. Whatever his kavana was, for himself or, but al kaponim, this house was taken away from the guy with Sverre Gelton, with money. You want your house back, you pay him the money that he had a layout. That's what the Rabbeinu Gershom said. So now we have to appreciate this Rabbi. We'll see the Ri holds very much like the Rabbeinu Gershom. This is like the Ri, because the Ri says this is, he wasn't Matzel, the Yid from Daigis and Pachat. The guy had the house, and if the Yid wouldn't have taken it away from the guy, wouldn't have bought it from the guy, it would be the Lenetzach Nitzachim. So Memele, this is called Matzel Mehefzit. So you have to pay him. He got it out of the guy with Schwere Gelten, you have to pay him. That's what Rabbeinu Gershom said. And this is like the Ri, we'll see later. This is like the Ri. Avor Rashi Perish Banezokin, Rashi said, a similar case, Gabi Goy Habo Machmas Choyva Machmas Anporis, Ein Boy Mishum Sikrikon, Shim Herze Goy Bekalke Shesho Machmas Choyv Shoyla Yolo, a Machmas Anporis Begezel Baume, Vein E Mosso Biode Lahorgoy, Ein Boy Din Sikrikon, Afilim Shosa Yud Beis Choydish, Losses Reveal Abailam, Ketikin Chachomim Elamarzle Yakalke Bechinon, the kimen then can secrete on the gomma makni midi. Bavel of the shows you'd be schoedish, the bolo is shol lechoyfe, hilkache mechiris agoy mechire klau. Now let me just say, pshat in all these words. There's a Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Gittin says, there was a tkufa of secrete. The tkufa of secrete was a shrekleche tkufa, that goyim had a right from the government, or a chiyuv, or a right to kill a yid. So they went over to Yid, and they were mukhin to kill him, and the Yid said, listen, don't kill me, I'll give you my karke, don't kill me. And the guy was nespayis, and fine, and then he gave him the karke, and he didn't kill him. That karke belongs to the guy. The Yid, he was makne b'leiv sholem, tluye v'zoven, zvini zvine, he knew it's either my life or the karke. So Memele, he was an Adam, she gufay chavav all of me mamaynoi, he gave, it was makdem the karke. So the karke belongs to the guy. That was sikriken, if there was a case of sakonis nefoshes. Now, so the guy's karke. Now a yid buys it all from the guy, so it belongs to the yid, because it belonged to the guy. It was the guy's karke. There was a takone, Chazal made a takone, pay the original owner, the Yid, a quarter of the purchase price you gave to the guy. What's pshat in this quarter? Because the guy, Mustama, sold it for a cheap price, because the guy got it very cheap, so he sold it for a cheap price, Mustama, a quarter less than the market value. So good. So the karka belongs to the guy, but al kaponim, why should you get a bargain because of the first Yid Nebuch, this karka was taken away from him? Give him al kaponim the quarter that you didn't pay for by the guy. The guy, the Yid shouldn't lose.
And then there's another Eitzah, if 12 months pass by, it's a Raya, he's masking to the Mechira. Because this is all dinim by Sekrika. But what's Bo Machmas Choyv and Bo Machmas Emporis? Bo Machmas Choyv and Bo Machmas Emporis means that there was no Mechira. Emporis means a Gezel Baume. The guy came, the guy, the Yid gave the guy, the karka, take it, but he knew the guy was not capable of killing him. The vile, let him take the karka till Ulmanim and Arkois and Bezel. He gave him the karka, but there was no hakno whatsoever. And Polis is a gezel. There was no hakno whatsoever. So there's no hakno whatsoever, so the karka belongs to the Yid. It never belonged to the guy. Sekrikna belonged to the guy. And Poros never belonged to the guy, belongs to the Yid. Now, another Yid comes to this guy. He buys the karka off of him. So, Rashi, Rabid, you take this karka, you took it away from the guy, you give it back to the first Yid. Never belonged to, this is not Sekrika. This karka never belonged to the guy. This karka belonged always to the Yid. He wasn't makna the karka to the guy. You give back this karka to the previous owner. Fine. But another Yidinus, he comes with a lawyer, but you know, I took it away, I paid the good money for this. That's not my ASIC, that's not my geschäft, you give it back to him for free. Atkan Loshen Rashi. So we have here a machloikis, we have here a gazlan, who stole a karka. It's not the gazlan's for sure, now the shaila is someone took it away from this gazlan. He bought it from the gazlan. So the din is, the karka has to be returned to the bailam. That's for sure. Less man the poly. Side of Rabbeinu Gershon. Side Rashi. That's a double muskim. The karka goes back to the karka. To the bailam of Rishayim. No, the shaila is, do the Bailam or Rishonim have to pay for his Eitzos? So the Rabbeinu Gershon says 100%. The only way it was taken away from the guy was for money. You have to pay. That's called Matzel Min HaHefzid. You have to pay him. Rashi held, you don't have to pay a penny. And could be that the Lomdus of Rashi is the way we said Rashi in the beginning of the Sugya. Because Rashi says that's called Kark Einen Igzeles. It's not called I was matzel something of yours. Pshat is, it's silica hezek, the kark is always yours. There's a goy, you have to get rid of the goy. There's a kelev that's not letting you in. So I got rid of the kelev, that's not called I was mahani you, I got rid of the goy. So, could be Rashi l'shitose. V'ri oimer, the loymi boy, now the ri holds like the Rabbi Negershin. V'ri oimer, the loymi boy, v'mokim shim leikoni Yisrael, v'yayichayis abaylam loylam, sheimayichayin noisni l'goyach, v'yayovid min abaylam l'gamri, that's called v'atzim min ahefzit. And afilu, this Yid paid full price. So the Bailam Hashem has to pay in full price. It's also called Matzila Mehefsid. Who, Kamoi, I, what are you Matzilim? He's paying full price for his karka. He pays him even though he paid fully for the that means he paid the value of the tzayin to the roim and makolis. But that's called, he was matzium and hefsed. That means a person wants back his previous behemoths, the eingeweint with them, it's much easier, it saves him tirche. So memela, so that's called, he was matzel you from a hefzid, you're getting back your same behemoths, here you're getting back your house. You don't have to build a new house, so you have to pay him the money that was laid out. La filo yedeya vada, shimle mahadoz eliknois. Afilu, the cases of filu, let's say if this second yid would not have purchased it from the goy, the goy would sell it back to the first bailim. Because I could have also done what you did. Habayis micheskas Yisroel bol liyad agoy v'zeh moitziyeh miyad agoy marzir yad Yisroel leidomi lemavriach ari v'noitlo ma'ashenei. So it's mahaniyu. This is matzul mina hefset. That's called, that's not mavriach ari. The house is ovud mimeko. You want to buy from the goy, you can buy from the goy, but the house is ovud mimeko. By taking it away from the guy who was Mahanayu, see if to pay me what it was Mahanayu. Now Taisus has a very interesting shiloh over here. Now Taisus is completely going away from what we're talking about till now. But Taisus is speaking about later a shiloh which was noyig bizmaneya. V'oisam ha-Yehudim ha-boichem me'irom. Abach, there was cases that a yid had to run away. So what happened with his property? Vasar magzik karke eseyim. So the sar, there was a goyish sar. So the seed ran away. So the goy came and he took over. She'ein ben taskois. When we're speaking about there's no chiyuvei taxes that have to be paid. If there's taxes that have to be paid and it's not being paid, that's something else. So then he can take, he can be going with the taxes from the property. No, there's no, we're talking about no taxes. Or v'afilu yesh bem taske, for these taxes, iminich akakosh v'adachem lefrei mem taske. To pay for the taxes, he left over another karka. This will be the payment for the taxes. But the sar went and he took this karka also. The taxes I'll take bazunda. But he took this karka also. Why did he take this karka? Well, the yid ran away. I'm taking it. Oy Marie. So now the sar has it. This is the sar. We're not speaking about a shegitz. We're speaking about the sar. It was a bigger shegitz. Shiboy Yisrael v'konei miyad asar. Now a yid comes to the sar and buys it from the sar. Zokderi, you know what happened over here? This karka does not belong to the slikeach. This sar is a gazlan. Marzirin lebailim. It goes back to the previous owner when he comes back. V'naitel ma'sheineyu. That's good. He laid out money, so he can take the money. But not the way the sar says it belongs to me. Dina de malchusa dine. Zokteri de einze dina de malchusa legzele de malchusa. This is not dina de malchusa. They have no right to do such a thing, because the yid ran away, so all of a sudden, you have a right to possess the karka. You have no right. And how do I know this? Taisva says, the Sal will read you a whole constitution. Zoyshtek constitution. If he runs away, you're allowed to take it. Zok Taisva is Kiroina. Let's look around all the other countries. Bimedinis shebesviva isenu. And the other Bimedinis which are around us. Shemishpat ayudim. You know what is over there? Lamed kemoy paroshim bechol mokim sheyirtzu, ubedin malchusa yetayvsin shleyachzi kamoish lebenachlus ayudim ksheyotzu meirei. Look at all the other medinas. You know what happens? There's a chaverim. There's a hatzole. Whenever a yid leaves town, so the hatzole, there's a whole force of hatzole that makes sure that if the sar takes it, they kick out the sar. And this is the scum of the medina. This is legal. The Medina gave them the right allowed to do these things. So what's pshat? So pshat is, because the Tsar is a shegitz. The Tsar, he made a new law. He's a governor, whatever he is, but there's a Medina. The Medina gave the Yidin permission that permitted to protect the properties of the Yidin to run away, and they're allowed to kick out the Tsar. So Taisa says, you see, that's not called Dina de Malchusa. So the Sar, which is in our midst, that's Gzela de Malchus. So Memela, the one who bought it, has no right to keep it. So there's no such thing. So that's what talking about Asal. So Tosfos was going, he's look at the constitutions of all the Medinas, you'll see all of them agree that if a Yid runs away, there's no right for one of the officials to take over his karka. Maybe later, Achsha Dora, the guy get a little smarter. Efsha, what? Oh, you have Sa? Okay. Oh, by me it says Malchus. Vimyesh Sar Shabol Lishanis is a din, the Lasa is din la Atzmaid, and Malchus is better. If I could have filled a whole Malchus wants to be Mishane, ain't ze din de Malchuso, Shareza din ain't Hogan Klau. It's not oiskal. What right do they have to take away the karka? The domi lemoiches she'ein loy kitzve. This is similar to a moiches, a tax collector who's gave the taxes without a set amount. Whatever whim he has that day and how much money the he has, that's how much he takes. So that's not, you have to pay taxes. But a moiches she'ein loy kitzve is against all the malchusa. So memela. So that's what Tosfos says. In all these cases, it doesn't belong to the Sar. And if a Yid purchases it from the Sar, some Amela, it does not belong to the Yid, but the previous owner has to pay him Masha and Neo, because either Alts Takone or Alts Mishtar Shilei.